had a lot of memories over the years, and one could sit here for literally days and talk to you about people like Elvis and whoever, but in the back of your mind, is there anybody that that really stuck in your mind, a moment that you cherished that wasn't necessarily one of the super big stars, something that stuck in your mind from those years?
To me, the people who are the real crusaders for rock and roll were the disc jockeys. And one of the people that was like my mentor was John Richburg from WLAC in Nashville. He used to call himself John R. John R. from WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee, down south in Dixie. I never forget that. Yeah. And he played that basic black rhythm and blues, you know, and he'd do it for, we're going to do this for Camel Cigarettes, I remember, and the Longaid K7, and all those product type things. We got a deal together eventually where with Red Top Chicks, where we sold baby chickens, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Well, you got to understand that we had a lot of power.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you're talking about a signal that covered the whole U.S. of A.
It did, yeah.
So when I did a commercial for baby chickens, yes, friends, we're going to send you 100 baby chickens. 100 baby chicks for just $3.95 cash, check, or money order.
I can hear it now.
And if you get your money to mail right now, the Wolfman gonna give you absolutely free of charge a life-size picture of me that glows in the dark. Now think about all the fun you're gonna have watching me glow for you. The big thrill was when it opened up. You see, Universal never believed in the picture. They had a big picture that was coming out called Jesus Christ Superstar, and that was the one they really wanted to push.
And who remembers that one now?
Nobody. The funny thing is, Francis Copley, you know, who was the executive producer behind the whole thing, he wanted the big theaters for American Graffiti, and said, well, why do you want to do a little $300,000 movie? Here we spent $12 million on Jesus Christ Superstar. We want to put that in the best theaters. No, this is the one that's going to win. So we went out and promoted, and lo and behold, there's lines around the block. Everybody just thought it was wonderful. And we knew it was going to be a hit. And then George Lucas turned around, and he gave me a piece of the picture.
Next year, Warner Brothers is doing the book, the memoirs of Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, the book is going to be called Have Mercy.
Oh.
And it's the good time fun of Wolfman Jack. And boy, we had a lot of fun. You know, when we took over XCRF, we actually did take it over. There was a gun battle involved, and it was...
Really?
I was the good guy now,
what?
You know, but we went in, helped out the workers. It's a very involved story. To get into it here with you would be hours of conversation, but it was it's going to be an exciting book. And there's many other things, you know, with all the big rock festivals we did, and the history of rock and roll is in there too, because we were one of the forerunners who was playing rock and roll before the actual formats got started, before the store station started with the big, you know, thing, they started that format thing. We were one of the few people who would just really promote. We were really playing rhythm and blues, calling it rock and roll. Yeah.
If someone were to write your epitaph, how would Wolfman Jack like to be remembered, ultimately?
Somebody who just loved everybody, you know? That's about it. If we could all go out that way, I think that's the way to go. I don't know. I just want to be remembered as somebody who really cared about you. And I really do care about him out there.
Well, it feels that way.
It is that way, man. Believe it.
We thank you. Know? We thank you very much
thank
for
you
coming
so much.
In.
You guys keep having a good time now. They need you out there. Folks need you more than ever now.
And they need the Wolfman.
Oh, man, I'm here for you.